lakini kwa sasa mfukoni we take it up, weka chini microphone bro, taumbuka fanya kila jiga kumbuka kuna mipaka, ni mito mingi na mabonde tulivuka, tukafanikiwa mengi sana kasaluka, leo wajifanya zigi na kukumbuka yeah. Na huu sasa wangu wajua mkajwa kweni na wenye kurusha steam, na huu sasa kila kitu kana nao na wote wanatabasa, na huu sasa wajua sikajwa kweni na wenye kurusha steam, baby go masa kila kitu kana nao muda wote wanatabasa, na huu sasa don't seem, na huu sasa don't seem, na huu sasa don't seem, na huu sasa don't seem. Natumaini popote mlipo mnanisikia, kabla yote kwanza ningependa kuamkia assalamu alaikum, ndio salamu niliyozoea wapumbavu wachache, najua mtanitunia lakini hakuna anayeweza kuzibanzia, enda pointi wenye akili timamu wamepokea, mbele nazidi kusogea nazidi kuendelea kwa mwendo kasi na wakunyemelea, MCs, producers, DJs, radio presenters, sponsors na distributors, ndani ya hii game tuko wangapi, wangapi wa kweli, wangapi matapeli, tunapotoka mbali, tunapokwenda mbali, hakuna kujali pote liam bali fanya kweli, na huu sasa don't seem, wangu wajua mkajwa kweli na wenye kurusha steam, baby go masa kuwa kaham kile kitu kana nao muda wote wanatabasa, na huu sasa don't seem, wangu wajua mkajwa kweli na wenye kurusha steam, baby go masa kuwa kaham kile kitu kana nao muda wote wanatabasa.
Hi.
Na huu sasa don't seem, wangu wajua mkajwa kweni na wenye kurusha steam, baby go masa kuwa kaham kila kitu kana nao muda wote wanatabasa, na huu sasa don't seem, wangu wajua mkajwa kweni na wenye kurusha steam, baby go masa kuwa kaham kila kitu kana nao muda wote wanatabasa.
Nani kati yenu anaibisha anaongea? Wapo baadhi ya watu wanajua nitaongea, na furahi ninapoona ipo Tanzania inazidi kuendelea, kwani kuna watu ipo siku na kuku mkononi tabembea, haya mambo yatakuwa sio mambo kama Yesu atashushwa, maana kuna watu wa jina lake hawataki kuelimishwa.
Sikiliza kama watu walishasema eti explosters tumekufa kisana, hatukukata tamaa tukakoma tukaendelea kujitangaza kimataifa mpaka watu wakasema tunafaa, hatimaye nyota ikaonekana inang'aa.
Gods, a 21st century sound collage remixing music and metaphors plus audio clips from who knows where, only on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and on the internet at WMFO.org, Tufts Community Radio.
Chillanda Khamnali Maiki ko dep sumademe pai mere tuma mere kudul samabap te mamma seti bai banuko viri viri gyare
Congregationalism is a self-help philosophy. What's so good about it, you can stay right in the church where you are and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. You can stay in any kind of civic organization that you belong to and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. You can be an atheist and still take black nationalism as your philosophy. This is a philosophy that eliminates the necessity for division and argument. Because if you're black, you should be thinking black. And if you're black and you're not thinking black at this late date, well, I'm sorry for you. Once you change your philosophy, you change your thought pattern. Once you change your thought pattern, you change your attitude. Once you change your attitude, it changes your behavior pattern. And then you go on into some action. As long as you got a sit-down philosophy, you'll have a sit-down thought pattern. And as long as you think that old sit-down thought, you'll be in some kind of sit-down action. They'll have you sitting in everywhere. It's not so good to refer to what you're going to do as a sit-in. That right there castrates you. Right there it brings you down. What goes with it? What think of the image of someone sitting? An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up. When we look at other parts of this earth upon which we live, we find that black, brown, red, and yellow people in Africa and Asia are getting their independence. They're not getting it by singing, "We shall overcome." No, they're getting it through nationalism. It is nationalism that brought about the independence of the people in Asia. Every nation in Asia gained its independence through the philosophy of nationalism. Every nation on the African continent that has gotten its independence brought it about through the philosophy of nationalism. And it will take black nationalism that to bring about the freedom of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country where we have suffered colonialism for the past 400 years. America is just as much a colonial power as England ever was. America is just as much a colonial power as France ever was. In fact, America is more so a colonial power than they, because she's a hypocritical colonial power behind it. What is what do you call second-class citizenship? Why, that's colonization. Second-class citizenship is nothing but 20th century slavery. How are you going to tell me you're a second-class citizen? They don't have second-class citizenship in any other government on this earth. They just have slaves and people who are free. Well, this country is a hypocrite. They try and make you think they set you free by calling you a second-class citizen. No, you're nothing but a 20th century slave. Just as it took nationalism to move to remove colonialism from Asia and Africa, it'll take black nationalism today to remove colonialism from the backs and the minds of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country. And 1964 looks like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet. Why does it look like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet? Because Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent. Whenever you got a racial powder keg sitting in your lap, you're in more trouble than if you had an atomic powder keg sitting in your lap. When a racial powder keg goes off, it doesn't care who it knocks out the way. Understand this, it's dangerous. And in 1964, this seems to be the year. Because what can the white man use now to fool us? After he put down that march on Washington, and you see all through that now, He tricked you, had you marching down to Washington. Yes, had you marching back and forth between the feet of a dead man named Lincoln and another dead man named George Washington, singing, "We Shall Overcome." He made a chump out of you. He made a fool out of you. He made you think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action.
I grew up in an all-white neighborhood.
I grew up in a diverse neighborhood.
Everyone I knew was just like me.
Brought something different to the party.
They looked like me, thought like me, acted like me. So my neighborhood always stayed the same.
They introduced me to different tastes, different ideas, and different ways of doing things. So my neighborhood always got more interesting.
They definitely helped shape the way I look at things.
And they prepared me for the future.
They did?
They did.
A neighborhood rich in diversity can leave its inhabitants better off and more able to succeed in the global community we and our children will face in the years to come. To better understand the full range of benefits offered by neighborhood diversity, please log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org.
I want my kids to live a richer life.
A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Here's a perfect beat for ya. disillusioned. They become disenchanted. They become dissatisfied. It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Looking for the perfect people? Well, here's a perfect beat for ya. So Sonic's main thing, with a chorus you can say, Rhonda.
Looking for the perfect beat. Looking for the perfect beat.
DJ, get up on this rhyme, or you'll be left behind.
Now,
say, round up. Say, round up. Say, hit that beat.
That beat.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme this evening is Africa, and we've got two featured artists for you. The Nigerian drummer, Babatunde Olatunji, and the Bronx, New York breakbeat DJ, Africa Bambaataa. One of the founders of hip hop. Taking a lot of that from the German electronic band Kraftwerk. Yes, Kraftwerk. They are the German godfathers of all of hip hop music. So we started off the set with a band from Tanzania, Xplastaz. And Misu Kwa Mismu, which I found on The Rough Guide to African Rap. And then we went over to Senegal and Yosud Nador with Weary. And then we heard some music from Mozambique with Zimveka da Orchestra di Tiamblia and a piece called Simbiane. And then, one after the other, our two featured artists, yes, Babatunde Olatunji, Love Drum Talk, with some woman sitting around in where the performance was taking place, offering her own commentary. And, you know, I guess they thought it was interesting, amusing enough to keep it in those final recordings. And then we heard Afrika Bambaataa and his Soul Sonic Force and Looking for the Perfect Beat. And I mixed a whole bunch of Malcolm X in there. Malcolm X, the African-American freedom fighter and civil rights activist. And those were a couple of longer excerpts from his 1964 epic speech, The Ballot or the Bullet. And he was tragically assassinated in 1965 by, well, people from the Nation of Islam, a group that he was associated with, but later left. And backing me up right now is some more Babatunde Olatunji. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention about Malcolm X is I've excerpted him in quite a number of sound collages. He's my favorite African-American freedom fighter. And with some people, sometimes you get into situations making these sound collages where there's not enough space for all the vocals to fit. So there are a couple of tricks that you can use to cut down what somebody's saying, like getting rid of their ums and their ahs. And usually with people, that actually makes them sound better. But when I was doing this once with Malcolm X, he's just got such an energy, and it's a characteristic of his voice. And I took out a bunch of his little vocal hesitations, and I got it to fit, but it was like some of the emotion and the energy that he had was just sucked out of him. And so I left him back in, and I figured out some other way to make that happen. And definitely an essential part, I think, of Malcolm X's energy and the way that he came across as an orator. Well, Savoir Faire should be coming in and be here promptly on our 91.5 FM airwaves at 10 p.m. So I've got one last set for you. And it's going to be one of these sets that I refer to as going full circle, where we somehow begin in a certain place and we go all the way around and we end up kind of in the place where we started off with, but with new knowledge and with a greater sense of fulfillment. And we're going to be doing that with Jingolo Ba, originally recorded by Babatunde Olatunji. And then I've got a special remixed Plastic Sushi Malcolm X version that I started off with Fatboy Slim remixing Babatunde Olatunji, Jingolo Ba, and then me putting my Plastic Sushi Tears of the Gods mixes on top of that with clips from Roots that TV docudrama from the 20th century. And in between, we're going to be hearing some more music from the forest, West African tribal dance rhythms, and some Ken Okulolo, and some more music from Senegal, Mali, and the Gambia. All of that in just like 22 minutes total. Beginning with Jingolo Ba, the original version. Drums of Passion, only here on WMFO. In Medford, Tufts Freeform, sometimes crazy.
Because Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent. Whenever you got a racial powder keg sitting in your lap, you're in more trouble than if you had an atomic powder keg sitting in your lap. When a racial powder keg goes off, it doesn't care who it knocks out the way. Understand this, it's dangerous. And in 1964, this seems to be the year. Because what can the white man use now to fool us? After he put down that march on Washington, and you see all through that now, he tricked you, had you marching down to Washington. Yes, had you marching back and forth between the feet of a dead man named Lincoln and another dead man named George Washington. Going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action.
Nature, Mr. Allnut, is what we are putting this world to rise above.
La déferlante de la marche bleue est arrivée. En passant vers Oussouy, vers Bignona et Beringara, Tamane Abdou Dafa Dao, Dafa Dao, Dafa Dao, Niemewuko, Monuko, Niemewuko, Monuko, Tamane Ngen Baye Khale Rapari, nous défendre ses idées, car c'est la jeunesse qui est ma force. Je suis un homme politique, pas un politicien.
Suñu njit yak ñu dajalé fi nda xam ngeen lutax du tous ngir mëna jot ci ndimbal li tong la ko ci gis mu ngi bekk di layam layami suñ kanam di dagu melni ndimbal li seen ñaxi bop la sabab ñun nak ñun askan li nga xamne amuñu kaddu amuñu fayda dëj ak di woy jaglel ko dimbal li yo ñak fayda suñu mam koj barma neena su fekente ne bu nga re ak kor de ko jox suba ku jot li muy dundé bu yagge ka soppi ko mala mané ne leen ubbi suñ bëd yi xol te xamne ak njoboot mun ta sofu sax len deugal sukkandikuul ci len ludul yel waan ko sax dak dak dak
nga xale ji judi ren ñi judi won dawak ñi judi ci dewen ñi ñu ngenté tay ñi ñu bëtal ba suba sama xex ngir jeni neen la ndax su nekkon jene nek la nanangu fanan ci bima len dencal firnde neen ñi ma am pour jene wess na ji fe ma len di fental nanguna te des job metti ngir sen ëlëk neex ku mom sa bop yi del liggéeyé doon sa xeex top yu ndamo jollof jotton na neex tiñi ko fekke won dama leen di jébbi saay may fil ni jamono ji triste sen jamono triste ni mu jéké won lepp ndax bor jeñ dan lepp ngir mon ko neexal tay si ñun la tambe ñu war ko fay jéxal ay lampe yu fay ndax ju du retraité ci gal bu ay kuti mbombo télé ba nopi do tekki tugal ñak ak raflé bi fi am ñom la koy tuuma ndax ñom ñun ñogi ni des fi mënu ñu mbalé té duñu gënna outil ndax soxlay visa ju ngeew bi soxla wul ngeen mën ñu soxlu si indi money depp may no mineur yi mi goor ak jigen même si ñepp di xamné ci ñom lay yenn doomu xati lang ci dikoy goor jigen ciow du jip ndax bor yi len suñu goor gi amel ak sen sagaru ndimbal yu ñi sarax la len suñu jitt ci rusé fuck shit ay jittu complexe lañu am la ngal ko ngeew bi diko maral tatam di macro jola bu muy dund ni lax bo xamne ñak lay beñ bu neñu ko koy jaarale ndax suñu te beñ sañu nangu ñu tabaxal le stade de l'amitié buñu fondement ci ay base di simisté di la laaj dara bu ki at ak ñent di koy ropat ngaj nap sa geej bi nangotu la sambara dir say mol yi fane di digante saga sa xet bu melni lwakar ak wote unité africaine amna bu ci doon ay feninet ta duma doonon ab njit duma nangu kenn duma abal beut ñi doon nelaw sax yewu neñ ci ne ak bepp xetu xonxo nop bu mu ci doon limu la mek loxo ndey joram lu ko mat fuk dina ko nangok loxo jamm ñom
deen gis ngeen xewu may bu melni diru bangari at fi ak fi ak fenen
taxam ngeen ne réew yi ñu yónnee may gi jit ak tiital te ñuy ree sax fañ dekk ndax xam ngeen loolu ndimbal ni ñu ñuy sedale moo ñuy rey rey na bépp jom ak ngor gu nekkoon ci suñ biir soo moo ñag jom kenn amatu jom dëgg la suñu réew mi jono gu nekk wàcc na fi bajal mu nekk wàcc na ci réew mi waaye loolu ñun ñoo ci war a taxaw du kenn ñun dong ñoo ci war a mun a taxaw
ñun njaabi jaako moom say teel a jóg ñàkk jëriñu la jëf jël loo ji ngay góob tax felu njiit ngir liggéey xaasi sa tànku tubey ba ñi la wóoloo teg seen kanam sigi du ñëpp ko mën waaja felu njiit ngir jëlwaan titru askan ba noppi def say pos seen gat bu tëb war ko mën ci réew mu jël wayaan def ko institution bu fiyeeg baaxoon ñi njëkkante photo yu direction ci kër ju mel ni zakat house lépp ngir mën mu caat ay million nga gestu si mbedd mi gis ay doomu raam yu appliqué crime yu amul trace dajale ay xale doomu jàmbur ju tilim di dima crase solloo leen ay sagar fota leen jombu tawet ak émira arab yi yalwaane leen ñëw baara yogoo ak télé wone ñaari saaku ceeb ñuy tas ñetti paqueti sukar di dee si moolu bi ñoo koy daas ñun ñoo fi ne di xiiroog ngaayoo ndax ñoom nañu ru suñu ñàkk jubóo ndax politicien yeeg sëriñ su sew si suñu ñàkkre la ñuy complot
baaraam koñ talal ak joxoñ la am ngeen loolu wante juróomi baaraam yuñ talal kuy rom yelwaan la du gis ngeen xiif bi ak mar bu métti bi nekk fi ak ñàkka tolu bi rappelé bi ndax am ngeen lu ko yokk ma wax leen ni ko yokk gis ngeen réew ci boppaam bu fekkente ne li muy dunde ak di ko wadoo mu ngi ko yaakaar ci réew mi moom gis ngeen réew mooma li ko dale ci doomam ba ci ay sët sétaata benn kaddu doom la ñuy xam laaj leen ma ban kaddu jërëjëf 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 yaakaar ma talal la suma loxo yelwaan nga dug ci pax sangoo suuf tee ñu suul ma saxama gën a lóot nda xam nga loolu
xam ñun dañu nekk fii di xeex ngir ay nit yoo xam ne lu ñu war a am yëpp ñoom dañ koy jël yóbbu seen doom Europe ñu jàng ji foofu noonu léegi ñun suñu doom dañu des fii nii di xeex pour doomu ñooñu doomu ñooñu suñu ñëwee dañu jiite suñu doom loolu dafa am pour nekk
Omzo, Omzo, yeah, Diego, I created the rappers.
Marketing is real.
see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform community and sometimes even educational radio. As I hope it has been for you this evening, as we've brought you an ethnomusicological sound collage. Our theme's been Africa, and we've been featuring Babatunde Olatunji, the 20th century Nigerian drummer who brought a lot of that kind of African percussion to who brought that to European and North American ears. And also, our other featured artist, been from, well, the 1980s, but continuing on through these days, one of the founders of hip-hop, Afrika Bambaataa, And as we've also been mentioning in the beginning, he extensively sampled Kraftwerk, the German electronic band, and was influenced by them, as well as Yellow Magic Orchestra and George Clinton. And yes, Kraftwerk, the German godfathers of all of hip-hop, arguably. In that last set, we went full circle, starting and finishing with Babatunde Olatunji's Jingolo Ba. The original version started us off, and then my remixed version of Fatboy Slim's remixed version of that, with lots of clips from Malcolm X and the Roots, a television historical drama, and other things mixed in there. We also heard from Ken Okulolo and Mystique d'Afrique and Amzo in that set. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week, which it's April 19th, and it's going to be a bit of a psychedelic show because that is known as Bicycle Day. That's when Albert Hoffman, who I didn't quite discover, well, he discovered the hallucinogenic psychedelic properties of LSD. And in 1943, a couple of days before that, he had mixed up a batch of the LSD for investigating it with medical purposes. And he noticed afterwards the colors were all brighter and he felt kind of euphoric. And he realized that he must have absorbed some of that drug in his fingers when he made it. So, deciding in the best of kind of classical scientists, he mixed up a batch and decided to test it on himself. And as you'll hear next week, he decided that being a cautious man as he was, he decided to take absolutely the smallest possible dose that he thought could have any effect whatsoever and then just gradually increase it. So he ended up taking 250 micrograms, just 250, like millionths of a gram there. And you know what? It turned out to be very, very powerful indeed. And so he went out on his, he wasn't feeling so well, so he went back home on his bicycle. That's Bicycle Day. We'll be talking about that more next week. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod here on WMFO in Medford.